listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Psalm 11, and I want to talk to you about the answer of faith to the advice of fear. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 11, verse 1, and then verses 3 and 4. So look at this. We read, "In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountains?" Now, starting at verse 3. "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men." In the years before he took the throne of Israel, David lived the life of a fugitive. King Saul hunted David, and he lived in constant danger. And in such a time, his friends advised him, what we read in verse 1, "Flee as a bird to your mountain." They meant well. But David knew that it was the wrong thing to do. So David reacted with near outrage. He said this, "In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?" You see, no matter how well-intentioned these friends of David were, those friends of David gave him the advice of fear. And this just couldn't stand with the position of trust that David had in God. David would rather face the danger of death than show distrust in the Lord his God. You see, his friends asked him, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" So David gave the answer of faith to this advice of fear. First, and this is now in verse 4, David answered by remembering where God is. He says, "The Lord is in his holy temple." David reminded himself, God hasn't gone anywhere. I can go to his temple and meet with him. When the advice of fear comes upon us, we can only arrive at the answer of faith by spending time with the Lord. When we think about our problems, the advice of fear often overwhelms us. When we pray about our problems, the answer of faith assures our hearts. David had confidence in a holy, all-powerful, all-knowing God. When David was asked the question, "What can the righteous do?" he answered with another question, "What can't the righteous do when the Lord God is still on his throne?" You see, David also remembered what God sees. David said this, "His eyes behold." David didn't need to take the advice of fear, because God saw his situation. David could have a greater cause than self-preservation because he knew that God was looking at him and taking care of him. Finally, David remembered that even in this trial, God had a loving purpose. He said this, "The Lord tests the righteous." Again, David answered the question, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" David answered like this. He said, "If the righteous can know that the Lord is testing them, and if they can know that a loving God is testing them, they can know that they will not be pushed too far and they will not be forsaken. The righteous can know that the Lord is in control." Friend, the next time you are given the advice of fear, follow the same steps. First, remember where God is. He's enthroned in heaven and hasn't gone anywhere. Second, remember that God sees you. He knows your situation. Then third, remember God's loving purpose. Remembering those three things will help you to give the answer of faith to the advice of fear. And you can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.